Every city will be offering you a new experience. Zagreb, with its contemporary cultural scene, its galleries and museums, and the Austria-Hungarian architecture. The Dalmatian coast, with its clear waters coupled with oceanfront towns and incredible music festivals. Dubrovnik, with its baroque buildings, medieval castles, and ancient monasteries. Zadar, with its blue waters, its Roman ruins, and of course its seafood. And Istria, with its stone alleys and harbors. In the many cities of Croatia, you'll find the Venetian splendor, the medieval and baroque, the Roman ruins, and the splendor of the islands. Embark on this journey to Croatia and prepare yourself for its oodles of history, its delicious seafood, the wine, the adventure, the ancient walled towns giving way to azure waters, and the amount of culture you'll be exposing yourself to. The book will help highlight the top cities you should go to and the top activities you should do in each city, so you could get the full experience out of Croatia and not miss out on any of the important sites. Geography. Croatia is located in southeastern Europe and shares boundaries with Slovenia, Hungary, Serbia, Bosnia, Herzegovina, along with the Adriatic Sea to the west. This crescent-shaped country has a very geographically diverse terrain. One of the most striking characteristics about Croatia, however, is that it has over 1,244 islands in the Adriatic Sea, and only 66 of them are inhabited. There are forests that make up 36% of the surface area. There are flat plains along the Hungarian border, mountainous regions with snowy winters, coastal areas, and highlands. There are numerous water sources. However, the country's biggest lake is Lake Varana, while the Plitvice lakes are the most famous. They are composed of 16 small lakes connected by waterfalls. The geographic features of the country are divided into three: the Adriatic Basin, the Dinaric Alps, and the Pannonian Plain. These range from the long coastline in the Adriatic, the mountain chains in the Dinaric Alps, and of course, the large lowland and inland region with several rivers, like the Danube in the Pannonian Plain. Language. The language spoken in Croatia is Croatian, which is a South Slavic language spoken mainly in Croatia, Bosnia, and Herzegovina by about 5.5 million people. The language actually dates back to the 11th century and up until the 19th century. There was no standard written form of the language. The alphabet is based on the Latin alphabet. English, however, is very widely spoken, as about 80% of the population are bilingual. Their TV shows and movies are not dubbed and are instead in English with Croatian subtitles, making even the non-English speakers more familiar with the language. If you go to the more touristy places as well, you'll find the percentage of fluent English speakers much higher than the small cities. Religion. Religion has played a main role in shaping the cultural values for a lot of Croatians, and the majority of them identify as Christian. 86.3% identify as Roman Catholic, and 4.4% of them identify as Eastern Orthodox. UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage List. Croatia stands in the first place among other European cities when it comes to intangible culture. There are a lot of crafts like lace making, gingerbread making, wooden toy carvings, along with singing and dancing traditions. Some of these include the following: Bekarak singing, Klapa singing. It is a type of folk singing that comes right from the picturesque, beautiful coastline of Dalmatia in Croatia. It's an important tradition there and could be summarized as a group of a cappella performers singing regional folk and popular songs. Klapa is usually sang in groups and can be done either informally in informal settings like bars and houses, or formally in concert venues and as